You're in Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork. You're with Roger Overall and you're with Paul O'Mahony and you're with a plethora of bits of technology, including, I see two iPhones on the table. Is that a third iPhone? No. No, I see a latte. I see a cup of tea. I see a notebook. I see a load of highlighting pens and a little milk bottle here. Good morning, Roger Overall.
Good morning, Paul.
We have not had any prior conversation about how we're going to do this, except you got to get off and collect your wife in a short while. So we have we got a short amount of time to do something.
We do, which I'm sure a lot of listeners will be grateful for once.
Okay, so in a short period of time, I know I'll be very focused about this. We're actually going to discuss an email which has been written by Chris Brogan.
Mm.
Yeah,
yes.
And we've done this before,
so
it's part of an ongoing intention of ours to rip apart, take apart, be inspired by, delve into the detail of an email.
Mm.
You say something, I just have to have a drop of tea.
So, we both follow Chris Brogan, and I'm no doubt everybody listening to this has the personal people that they follow and who they get emails from. Really, what we're trying to do is to look a bit closer at the emails we receive and the emails that we subscribe to and the emails we invite into our lives, because it's very easy to subscribe to an email list, get a piece of information, get a piece of advice, and then do nothing with it. So I find this very therapeutic because it actually makes me think about the emails I get. So that's one. And secondly, a lot of the emails that we've been looking at are very useful. So we hope that other people listening to this will get some benefit from it.
Do you know, you make me think something. I never actually thought I subscribed to Chris Brogan's email. I find the word subscribe clinical, and I actually thought my friend Chris Brogan is offering to send me an email. I want it. Yes, please, Chris, I want it. I actually never thought till this minute this thing about I don't like subscribe and unsubscribe. Now, I have no alternative word, right?
Invite. You invite.
But he basically said, look, do you want to get an email from me every week? And by the way, I'll be sending it to you on a Sunday.
Mm.
So I thought, actually, the only person in the world who I'd like an email about business stuff, in fact, an email at all, I don't want to read emails from anybody on a Sunday, was Chris Brogan.
There you go.
Anyway, that's just context.
That's
so I just cut across you there. You've got to lead the show on this
show
particular
today,
because you've already read it, and I haven't.
I've not only read it, I actually had an email exchange with Chris about it.
Right, well, that's par for the course. He does that kind of thing.
He's,
you know, he will actually reply.
He did.
If you send Chris Brogan an email, you will, you know, I'm not saying you'll be guaranteed, I can't speak for him, but yeah. Okay, so look, you've read this particular email, which is the one that came last Sunday, is that right?
It came last Sunday, and I read it while I was walking the dog.
2nd of September, 4 days ago.
So I read it on the Sunday morning when it arrived, and I read it while I was walking the dog. Now, this is pertinent, I'll explain why in a minute. One of the reasons it's pertinent, I think, is because you can actually digest what Chris is saying while walking. He writes in a very clear way. He has very clear ideas and he communicates them very well. So that for me, somebody like me of middling intelligence, is able to actually digest his information while walking.
Does he actually write with plenty of short sentences?
He does. And also, he uses short sentences and he uses a large font. I've become a big fan of the large font. So ever since he actually mentioned why he uses a large font himself, I've become a big fan of the large font.
Have you changed the fonts on your blog?
I'm trying to.
Okay, yeah.
Yes is the answer.
As a man of weak eyesight, I have to, or of a particular eyesight and a particular age, I'm all in favour of this kind of thinking.
I don't even think it's that. Yes, that plays a role, but it's clarity. I've just noticed how many blogs, and if you're a blogger out there, just go and look at your own blog. How many blogs have a ridiculously small font and often a grey letters instead of black? So the contrast isn't there. And it's remarkable that there's a lot of blogging that goes on and it seems to be style over function. Even if the information is great, it can get lost in this beautiful design, which actually isn't intended as its primary purpose for reading.
And you're reading it on your iPhone, you
say? I'm reading it on my iPhone.
So you're mobile. You're doing what everybody does these days, nearly. I mean, not everybody, of course, but that's the future.
That's a big point you raise. I mean, that is a very interesting point, because that is the future. That is the way it's going. And if your blog and if your information isn't easily digestible on an iPhone screen, which is, let's face it, quite small, then you're not doing your reader.
And even the Android screen, which is bigger, isn't that big.
No, it's not. It's almost. It feels to me to be twice the size of an iPhone screen. I don't know if that's actually true, but it feels to me to be huge. But the lesson really is that if this is how people are digesting information, well, you need to make sure that the font shows up nice and big on that teeny screen. But that's one thing, and a compliment to Chris for the clarity with which he's able to communicate things. Now, here's the thing, Paul.
Now, you're not going to go into the content of Chris's email, are you? Because I think we should do all the setting down stuff, and then we should do another audio book.
Okay.
Because otherwise people will have to listen. It'll be too long. We'll do a few of them, will we? Is it better to do 20-minute long audio books, or to do, let's say, 7 or 8 minutes?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Your gut feeling, what will we do today? But it is the kind of question. I think we should do 7 or 8 minutes.
Okay, we'll do 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Time for one last point on this one, then.
Okay, here's the point about the walk, before I forget. So I read the blog, Chris's email to me while I'm walking. I send him, while I'm walking, my response and my thoughts. In fact, I send him enthusiastic email saying, this is wonderful, thank you very much.
What time of the day?
This would be about 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock Boston time.
Yeah, actually, I should check that, shouldn't I?
Go on, it is 5 hours. Boston. Okay, but go on, yeah.
Just in case I'm...
Okay, but I was thinking about... Go on, are you about to tell me that while you were on the walk, you got a reply?
Yes. So while I'm on the walk, I get a reply. So there you are. So within the space of a walk, now I have on a Sunday morning, it's probably just about an hour and a quarter, I'm able to read Chris's email, digest the information, get very enthusiastic about it, send him an email, and have an email back from him. Now I know that Chris gets an awful lot of communication, so I was very
impressed. Now know he gets up very early in the morning, or else he goes to bed very late.
We do. Now let me just see, when did I send...
An hour here or there won't make a difference, right?
Look, but basically, the fact of the matter it means is that he's in a different continent,
on a different time zone.
And within the space of a walk, I was able to have that lovely experience. So there we are.
Okay, right. We'll come back with a further conversation.
We need coffee. To entice people back.
Oh yes.
Chris has a very radical suggestion. Very radical.
Which I don't.
Mind bending.
Oh my God.
Mind reconditioning.
Okay. We'll be back.